And the pasuk continues, Sheni. Vayas eso ephod, and he made the ephod the apron. Zohov, gold, techiles, vagomon, tela, shoni, vishesh, mustar. Blue wool, purple wool, red thread, and twisted linen. Vayiraku espache hazov. Now the pasuk is telling you, how did they mix the threads of gold with these four minim? Vayiraku espache hazov, and they banged out and flattened out sheets of gold, the kitzeis besilim, and out of these flat sheets of gold they cut threads, lasos, to make the gold, besechat cheles, among the blue wool, uvesech ragomon, and among the purple wool, uvesech tala shoni, uvesech hashesh, among the red thread and among the linen, maaseh choshev, different pictures on each side. And as Rashi explains, they took one thread of gold and they twisted it together with six threads of blue wool, one thread of gold with six of purple wool, one of gold with six of telah shani, and one of gold with six of sheish. It comes out that every thread that was used for the ephod had 28 threads. The four minim plus one of gold with each min. Kesefos asu lechavros, they attached to the bottom part of the apron shoulder straps, ashnei kitzais of chubar. On the two ends they attached it. Rashi explains in Parshas Trum and Parshas Tetzaveh that these shoulder straps were also made of the same materials as the ephod. It was made of the same five minim. And this kisvois of ephod, these shoulder straps, were sewn on to the ephod separately. The cheshev afudasai, the belt afudasai, with which when it was tied, beautified the kayin. Asher olav, that was on the ephod, mimenu hu, it was sewn to get woven together with the ephod in one weaving, kima'aseu, and it was made with the same materials of the ephod, zav tcheles v'agomam v'telah shoni v'sheish mashzor, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe. So in that way, the cheshev ephod was different than the kisvois ephod. The cheshev ephod, the belt, was woven together with the ephod, as opposed to the kisvois ephod, which was sewn on afterwards. Vayasu es avnei shoyam, and they made the avnei shoyam, the two stones that went on the shoulders of the kohen gadol. Musabos mishpesei zav, they were surrounded by settings of gold. Mifutachos petuchei chosam, engraved a clear writing like the writing of the signet ring. Al shmois bnei Yisrael, with the names of the shvatim. Ruvein, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Dan, and Naphtali on one stone. God, Asher, Yisachar, Zevulun, Yosef, and Binyamin on the other stone. 25 letters on each stone. Vayosef oisem al kisvois ha'ephod, and he placed them on the shoulder straps of the ephod, of the apron. Avnei zikaron levnei Yisrael, stones that will cause a remembrance of the Shvatim before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, just like Hashem commanded Moshe. Vayaseh choshen, maaseh choshev, kemaaseh ephod, and he made the choshen, the breastplate, maaseh choshev, different pictures on each side, just like the ephod. Zav tcheles v'agomam v'slashoni v'sheish moshzor, the same five minim as the ephod, and also maaseh choshev like the ephod. Ravua haya kafel, it was a square, kafel doubled over. Also es achoshen, they made the choshen. Zeres arkoi v'zeres roch by kafel, a zeres by a zeres, a half of an amo by a half of an amo. Kafel doubled over, because in the kafel, in the doubled over part, they placed the Urim v'tumim, the Shem Hashem. Vayamalu voy arba turei oven, and they filled up the choshen with four rows of stone. Tur, one row was oidem pitzda uvarekes hatura echad. The first row was oidem pitzda and varekes. Vatura sheni noifech sapir, which is sapphire, v'yohalim and a diamond. Vatura shlishi leshem shavoy va'achlamo. Vatur horavi, and the fourth row was tarshish shoyham v'yoshve. Musabos mishpitzoy zav v'milu oisam. They were surrounded with settings of gold when they filled up the mishpitzoy, the settings. That means they placed the stones in these settings, and they totally filled up the settings that they were flat with the top of the settings. V'avonim al shmois b'nei Yisrael. And these stones also had the names of the shvatim. Heina, shtei mesri al shmoisam. 12 names. But the order here was different. Ruven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Don, Naphtali, God, Osher, Yosef, and Binyamin. Pituche choisam, here also it was a clear writing like the writing of a signet ring. Ish al shmoi, each person's name. L'shneim asher shavet, for the 12 shmatim. Vayasu ala choshen, and they made for the choshen. Shar shirois gavlus, chains. Gavlus, going from the border of the choshen. Masei avois, twisted and braided work, zahav tar, made of pure gold. Vayasu, and they made shtei mishpatzei zov, two golden settings, which were the settings that were mentioned before that held the avnei shoyam, ushtei tave oizov, and two golden rings. Vayitnu es shtei hatavois al shnei ksois hachoshen, and they placed these two golden rings on the top two corners of the choshen, which were placed on the chest of the kohen gadol. Vayitnu shtei hoavoisois hazov, and they took the two golden chains al shtei hatavois, and they put it through the two rings, on the two corners of the choshen. They took one golden chain and put it through one ring on the right side, and they took the other golden chain and put it through the ring on the left side. And the two ends of the two strings, of the two chains, they put it on the two settings. Which means when they took this chain and put it through the tabas, through the ring, now they have two ends of that one chain. That one chain has two ends. And they took the two ends of each one of these chains and put it onto the mishbitzais, onto the settings that were on the shoulders of the Kohen Gadol. Vayitnum al kisvois ha'efod el mulpanam. And these settings were placed on the shoulder straps of the ephod on the outside. There are always two sides to put something. You can put it on the inside facing the shoulder, or on the outside facing outward. These mizbitzais were placed el mulpanav outward. Vayasu shtei tabozov, and they made two golden rings. Vayasimu al shnei ksois hachoshen, and they put it on the two lower ends of the choshen, al sfosei asher el eiver ha'efod boisa, on the side that is towards the ephod on the inside. So the pasuk is telling us two things. First of all, that we are referring to the two bottom corners of the choshen. Before we were talking about the two top corners. Now we are referring to the two bottom corners, and on these two bottom corners he placed these two golden rings. And also over here it says boisa on the inside. They didn't place it on the outside flap of the choshen. Since the choshen was doubled over, they didn't put it on the outside part, but rather on the inside flap, boisa, like the pasuk says, inside. Vayasu shtei taboizov, and they made two golden rings. Vayitnum al shtei chisvois ha'efod milmato mimulpanov, and they put it on the other end of the shoulder strap on the bottom, mimulpanov, on the outer side, leumas machbartoi, near where it is attached to the rest of the ephod, mimalacheshev ephod, a bit above the belt of the ephod. So bekitzer, there were four rings. Two rings went on the top two corners of the choshen, and two rings went on the bottom two corners of the choshen. And on the back of the kohen gadol, there were another two rings which were attached to the lower end of the kisvois ha'efod. Vayirkesu es ha'choshen, and they tied the choshen mitabe oisov, from its rings on the bottom, el tabe ois ha'efod, to the rings of the apron, b'psil techeles, with a blue thread, liois acheshev ha'efod, in order that the choshen was attached to the belt of the ephod, v'lo yizach ha'choshen me'alo ephod, kashetziva Hashem es Moshe, in order that the choshen should not move and should not sway back and forth on the stomach of the kohen gadol. And this is a lav, v'lo yizach ha'choshen, in order that the choshen should not move, is a lav, one of the lavim in the Torah. And in order that this should not happen, they tied these psile techeles, these threads of blue wool, from the bottom of the choshen, from the rings on the bottom of the choshen, to the rings on the back of the kohen gadol, on the bottom of the kisvois ha'efod, and this enabled the choshen not to sway back and forth on the stomach of the kohen gadol. Zokt Rashi Posuk Gimel. Vayiraku kemoi leroika ha'oretz. It is similar to the word leroika ha'oretz. He spreads the land. Kitagumoi, like Targum says, viradidu, and they beat, because when they beat the gold, they flattened it and spread it out. Tasin hayimiradim nazov. They would bang out and beat plates of gold from the pieces of gold. Ashtand rabalaz. Tasin dakos, thin plates. Kan milamedcha hechayutovin es hazov imachutim. Here the Torah is explaining how they used to weave the gold together with the other chutim, with the other threads. Miradidin tasin dakin. They would bang out thin plates, the koisim mehem pesilim, and cut threads of gold, la'orech hatas, in the length of the plate, la'aseis oison pesilim, me'uroven in kol min v'min, to make these threads of gold together with every min, tcheles agomon telashon v'shesh. B'choshen u'be'efod, by the choshen and the efod. Shenema b'henzov, where by them it is stated that gold was mixed in. Chut echot shel zov, imvov chutin shel tcheles, one strand of gold with six of blue wool, v'chein im kol min v'min. And so he mixed one with every min. Shekol aminim chutin kovol shisha, v'hazov chut zayin im kol echot v'echot. Every min had six threads, and the seventh thread was made of gold.